We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I think they have a chance in the sense of the quarterback that they have. They have a really good defensive line. I think Jarrell Casey is one of the best interior D linemen in the league. He has a way of working guard, centers, and sometimes tackles too. And I think, you know, if they can get to him and put pressure on him, you got a rack on the outside, Derek Morgan on the other side. This is a very solid team.
Ramon Foster on the Titans. He gives them a puncher's chance in New England this weekend. We're talking to Steelers fans who have thought about a rematch with the Patriots all year. Some of them actually want to see New England beat Tennessee to set up another AFC championship game. It's just hard for me to fathom that if people turned on their television sets late Saturday night and Ryan Succop was lining up to kick a 30-yard field goal to win the game, that Steelers fans would be rooting for that kick to miss, that they would want it to go wide left or wide right.
Isn't that
or go
the guy
off
that
upright.
Missed a kick that kept the Steelers out of the playoffs?
Yeah, and now he's been like money. Anything within 50 yards, he's been like one of the best kickers in the league. But
I think they would be dancing in the streets.
So do I.
Well, now they still have to beat Jacksonville on Sunday, but they'd be dancing in the streets knowing that if they do that, the AFC title game would be in Pittsburgh. Who doesn't want a home AFC championship?
Apparently people
game?
That are just
now,
obsessed with New England.
I know we've had a history here where it hasn't always played out. In the AFC championship game at home, San Diego, Denver, New England. It hasn't always worked out, but you'd still much rather have your chance.
The last time the Steelers went to the Super Bowl was 2010. That weekend, the Steelers beat the Ravens, and then the Patriots lost at home to the Jets. And I remember when Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez and that team went in there and beat New England, I thought to myself, this is going to pave the way to another Super Bowl.
And it did.
And it did. And I would have the exact reaction if Tennessee wins on Saturday. I wouldn't think, oh, great. We got, you know, cheated out of or screwed out of another matchup with New England. Because I know what New England looks like in Foxborough, and I don't want to see that animal. Matt's on the fan. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I'll throw my hat in with wanting to play New England. But it is personal for me. My dad's a New England fan, my uncle, my cousin. I've got friends that are New England fans. My corporate office is in New England. So I've got some double or nothing bets on the line from the last meeting that we had. And when I look at the NFC, I don't know people who root for Minnesota. I don't know people who root for the Saints. So this AFC championship, it feels like a Super Bowl. I want to play them again. I want to beat them.
You wouldn't feel happy bragging to your friends, see, you can't even beat Tennessee.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
I mean, you can't beat Tennessee. Tell your New England, your dad or your uncle or whoever it is. That wouldn't be as satisfying to you.
It would not.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be as satisfying. I'd rather beat New England and go to the Super Bowl and lose.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man.
I can't believe
that. Ron, I'm telling you, those people exist.
God, I can't believe that.
I know. It's hard to believe, but those people are out there. I know. It's wild, but I feel like there are Steelers fans out there that if they beat New England, season made. Anything else, anything more than that is gravy or a bonus. Now, they'll say differently once the Super Bowl actually comes, but right now I do think that fans really believe that. And you just heard from one. Chuck is next. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ben. Hey.
Hey, I'm a true believer in a path of least resistance.
So am I. So am I.
You're right, man. Go
Welcome
ahead.
Welcome to the club, Chuck.
Well, check this out, though. I mean, first of all, the weather conditions for the Jacksonville game could change dramatically. We don't know that yet. But, you know, I think the NFL is throwing all their chips on the table for this New England-Pittsburgh game. And my question to you guys is, the AFC championship's at 3 o'clock scheduled. Can they flip-flop the NFC?
Nope, it's already scheduled, so it's scheduled. Why would that, in what sense is the NFL putting all its chips on one game?
For viewership, I mean, what is it? What's down 10%, Ron? Attendance or viewership? I mean, I read something like
well,
that.
Well, again, how because of the starting time at 3 o'clock, you think is significant?
Well, no, I just mean they want the ratings.
Yeah, I think for sure, even though Goodell has a frosty relationship with Kraft, he's rooting for the Patriots and Steelers this weekend. That's what's best for business. You can sell newspapers with Steelers-Patriots. It's harder to do that with Patriots-Jaguars or Steelers-Titans. The football world wants to see a Steelers-Patriots rematch because of the history of the two teams.
And also because the game in December was fabulous.
There you go.
It was not an unbelievable drama in that game.
It was the NFL's best game this year, and the ratings reflected that. So I can tell you, if Ryan Succop lines up for a 30-yard field goal at the end of the game, Roger Goodell will be rooting for him to miss it. Here is Link on the Fan. Hi, Link.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I know at least me and all of my friends, we want the Patriots to win. Now, I don't want to say rooting for the Patriots because I don't like the way that sounds.
Well, okay, so hold on. What is the difference between I want them to win and I'm rooting for them? Ryan, am I missing something? Do those sound exactly the same?
Well, when you say rooting, I just picture wearing a Tom Brady jersey, go Patriots. No, I'm not going to be doing that. You know what I mean? But I want the rematch. I want the Steelers and Patriots rematch. When they beat us this year, the game had to be continued, written all over. It didn't feel like neither team fully got their point across. We think we're the best team in the NFL, so it's not about wanting a harder pass. It's wanting the pass that proves you're the best.
The path that proves you're the best is winning the Super Bowl.
When Roger Goodell hands you the Lombardi Trophy, what do you need to prove other than that?
Well, going back to what a caller before me said, we argue with Patriot fans on a daily. We want bragging rights over them. The game that we played before, it left a bad taste in our mouth.
So let me ask you one. Let me ask you the same thing I asked.
Get it off.
Let me ask you the same thing I asked the other guy. Let me ask you the same thing I asked the other guy. The Super Bowls in 05 and 08, you don't even care about them? They're cheap because they didn't beat New England along the way?
No, in 05, we had lost to the Colts pretty badly during the season.
Yes,
so
they did.
That year, I remember I wanted to go against the Colts very badly, and then we beat them in the playoffs. So that was satisfying.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Well, I guess for some fans, revenge means everything. That being able to...
I'm still getting by the guy. Be happy if they beat New England and then lose in the Super Bowl. I can't get quite past that one.
I'm going to talk to Ed Bouchette next. Get his take on everything. This hour of conversation has been fascinating to me. We'll check in with Ed on. We'll give him a chance to weigh in on what fans have said this morning about wanting New England over Tennessee. We'll also ask Ed about the health of Todd Haley. Ed reported a shattered pelvis for the Steelers offensive coordinator, and yet he's been seen walking around practice the last few days. So, very strange situation there brewing for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. Our telephone number is 412-928-9370. It's on Twitter. It's our burning question brought to you by DQE Communications. Who are you rooting for on Saturday night, Tennessee or New England? You can vote on Twitter. Check us out with Ed Bouchette in 10 minutes. It's Cook and Pony.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.